Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Cheap pantyhose and pointed fingers. It's part two of the Real Housewives of Dallas reunion right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Put this thing in sports.
I did not think you all would have opened the show with this song, but I was like, I'm going to throw it out there. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. And cheap pantyhose, this comes from the show. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're going to talk all about it. That and more. I'm so happy to be here to recap the end of the show with y'all. You can find me at all times on Twitter at It's Grant's Rants and Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
That's right. I love this song so much.
Me too.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me all over social at @Rach_Robillard.
And you guys can stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
Yes. Where's that explosion that Leanne wanted when she walked in?
Yeah, what a finale. Like, yes. This is the last episode.
I know.
Until, fingers crossed, season three. Right. You know?
I'm quite sure that there'll be a season.
Yeah. I've been hearing good things.
This was a good season.
While the ratings perhaps weren't like the most desirable, I don't know what the expectations were in this category, but like, let's be real, this show, you know, is not up there with Atlanta, but all the press has been really good and wild and crazy. So it's not like people are saying it's boring, it's tired, get rid of it. People are like, want more. People are like really into it. Those that are watching, I believe, are loving it, especially if they made it this far.
And I know it's not one of your favorites, but Potomac, they started filming right after their reunion. I really hope that Dallas does the same.
Yeah.
I think they maybe need a month off to kind of like cool off because clearly.
Yeah, let the dirt settle, as what Deandra said. Let the dirt settle. Give it some time apart, and now let's get it going.
I did hear from a good source that they are casting for this, so, you know.
I do want one more person. I think they do need one more housewife.
I saw something online about that,
too. Yeah, I want to get into it. I got a great DM about this, which we'll do in News and Gossip, but all that and more in a moment, because we're going to talk about this reunion. But Leanne is still walking the streets of New York. She's still furious that Rich can't be there to support her and defend her the way that Mark can.
Right.
I can understand that. But she returns, they all sit down, and then we're treated to a video package of the Duber family life.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy says that fans call Mark a control freak, and he believes they are correct. And he also confirms that he really does love his daughter.
That was good. I think that was kind of needed. It came across
It's sad that it's needed to be like, I love my child.
Right? Like, I love my own child.
I actually do love her.
And then he wrote everything off saying, like, well, you know, we didn't see this last season. Last year, I just couldn't have taken a 180 overnight. Like, last year, it wasn't like this. And I was like, well, I didn't enjoy either of you last year, so I don't remember the behavior being that great.
I loved Mark last year.
I really
did. Yes, I loved how fashionista he was. I loved him. But my mind definitely changed a little more about him just because of how he treated his daughter and how he treated Carrie at times. I mean, he had to say, I'm sorry. And he was like, you know, we're not the typical relationship. Like, we're very sarcastic with one another. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, last season he seemed a little bit more festive with his fashion and you know, his interest in that. But this season he just came across as kind of a jerk.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't look good. Yeah.
I mean, and that could be, like, the moments that we're capturing him in, but that's just how it came across.
Yeah. Carrie lets everyone know that she's not being held hostage and that she, you know, he doesn't control her and that Mark is just finding a balance. And I'm like, really? Like, that's their excuse for all the... I feel like she needs to be real and be like, yeah, it looked really bad. And, you know, she's had to have conversations with him offline about this, as opposed to just towing the line and be like, we're just figuring out the balance of work and life and family. Like, other people are doing that and they don't let their husband talk to them that way.
I feel like it was more of what she typically does. I mean, she kind of just skates over the issues, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. she kind of glosses over them and then just makes it seem like whatever she is happening with her, it's not an issue. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's, I think, where we've been missing the mark with her
totally
all season, and this the past season before that, is that she just doesn't come out and say, listen, this is a problem. Like, you know, you can't talk to me like that on national television.
Yeah.
Or not, you know? I just want her to step out and just kind of be more real, I think.
And like what Cameron said, she said, if my husband were to talk to me like that, he'd be doing the dishes that night. And I was like, yep, Cameron, I'd be saying the same thing, girlfriend.
Yeah. So Andy says that people think they're both assholes. Okay. Well, that ends that one.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of different, like, these reunions are hard to recap because there's just so many different conversations uh-huh. happening.
So
and
much
we're
drama.
Going in so many different directions. Then we go back to things we already talked about.
Right.
So now we go into a video of Carrie talking about Rich's small package. And Leanne, you know, Mark, yeah, so Liam, and then also in this package, Liam was talking about how Mark has a chop shop doctor, and about the Roundup, of course, the revisiting right. the Roundup. And Mark says that it's all untrue, and Leanne does apologize, but here's what's weird. She says she didn't mean it as an insult, but she did mean it with the intention to hurt. So, wait, tip the scales on that one, you know?
I feel like there's a theme during this entire reunion was, like, I said something in reaction to what you had said.
Yes. Yes.
That was the biggest theme.
Andy pointed that out, too.
Yeah. And it was always a reaction of something that Leanne did. Never hurtful. Anybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, so it's just, moral of the story, they were just kind of talking to hurt each other. And
here it is.
I believe that Andy probably, I'm not Andy, but Leanne, I feel like she didn't want to really go into that too deep about mm-hmm. maybe like where she heard it from. Maybe she was protecting her source. I don't know, because I wasn't, you know, we weren't there when she mm-hmm. said it, and we don't know what her state of mind was when she said it. But what I kind of wish she had done was she had said, you know, this is something I heard, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't want to say who said it because I don't want to, you know, incriminate this person. However, I did hear it. I did repeat it. And then apologize for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she needed to apologize at all.
Right.
But I feel like she didn't make the insult. She said a rumor that she had heard. If she felt like she heard it and that was the truth, then just say that. Because I feel like you can sort of extradite yourself from that situation by just saying, I participated in a rumor, but I did hear it.
Her problem was when she said that she knew the boys that did it. Because like she connected herself to
exactly.
the story.
So that's why I say it. You just say you heard it, and then just leave it at that.
Right.
Somebody else asked her, I think this was before she became on our show, and when that whole thing came out with the behind the door and the hands and all that, the infamous moment with the hands. And I believe she said that she would not reply to any questions regarding who told her and how she knew that, because it would get certain people who worked there in trouble.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that could be true, but I would say that in order to continue to protect herself, but also to really help us understand.
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Just simply say
it,
you know, I heard it.
Totally.
But she also came off how she said it and how, like, okay, what is, you know, she had this entire season to really back up her statement on how she was going to come across during the reunion when they were to ask her. And she kind of came off like she, I don't know how y'all really feel, but it seemed like what she was saying was false. Like how she said, oh, well, I'm not going to say. It's like, I felt like she should have had more, she had all this time to really come up with a valid reason to back up her statement, and her saying, I don't want to talk about it, made it seem like, well, is it actually what you heard, or do you really know those people who had done that? It made me realize maybe like it's really not true based on what how she came across.
Yeah. Well, I think
I wish she had been more clear about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if she did it to not get people in trouble, if there was nothing to tell, then no one would be getting in trouble. I don't know.
I feel like there probably is somebody that would be getting in trouble, and she sort of maybe clammed up at that moment because she didn't want to say who said it if they asked. I don't know. I mean, it's a hard situation.
Yeah.
And I always, you know, because I know her. I mean, I want to have her back. So.
Right. I mean, she did say she's, you know, 80 to 90% of her friends are gays, and that she's done a lot of work for them. And then she brings the Watch What Happens Live gay shark into it, saying that you don't call him the gay shark because it's an insult, which is reaching a little bit.
Yeah. And then I love how Andy's like, yeah, and I'm gay too. Like, everyone's yeah. like, everyone's like,
yeah, so why would he say it to be me? Yeah. Why would he say it as an insult? So Leah, she wouldn't address the origin of it. So Mark calls her out for constantly apologizing and owning it. I don't know what they want from this woman, though. What do you expect? Like, she is saying what she's saying. Like, she's saying it. She's owning it. Mm-hmm. She's not denying and throwing it on other people. Like, everybody else. I mean, it's literally every other person on the right couch had their moment to throw more crap on Leanne, which we'll get to in a moment. Mm-hmm. So Cameron and Deandra, they also disagree with Leanne's actions. So they don't just toe the line. They really, you know, they jumped on that as well. How, you know, she shouldn't have said what she said behind closed doors and all mm-hmm. that stuff. So Carrie and Mark are attacked by social media and in marital therapy. And Stephanie takes a moment to tell them what amazing parents they are. Which I'm not saying with any shade for those listening. But at least they needed someone to vouch for them. I mean, because they don't look like they're an amazing marriage. So I don't know about their parenting, but they don't look like they're the happiest couple on television. So
yeah. No, they don't. Well, do you feel like it was good that Mark came out to say what he needed to say? Do you think that was beneficial for their whole reunion segment?
Great question. Mark should have been out for 5 minutes. He was out for 35 minutes.
You thought he was out there too long.
Too damn long. Yeah, it was unnecessary and it was ridiculous and it was just more fuel to the fire and it wasn't helping anybody.
Mm-hmm. When it hit that 35-minute mark, I thought, okay, Mark is going to be out here this entire 1 hour part two. That's what I thought. I was like, okay, he's here to stay. He's not leaving. And then when he finally did leave 35 minutes into it, I was like, oh, change in pace. Okay, now we're just back to the girls.
Yeah, they didn't acknowledge. He never said, like, thank
you,
Mark.
Yeah, he never said goodbye. Yeah. Thanks for, you know, he's just kind of like, all right, we're going to commercial break. Yeah. And then he's just like, not there. It's like, okay.
Oh, that's all right.
It reminded me of last year's reunion. He was out there. I mean, they only had 1 hour, but mm-hmm. he was out there almost the entire time for that one, too. If you don't want people to talk about you or criticize you, you should probably take more of a back seat in regards to the show.
I mean, he has every right to defend himself when it comes to his labels, whatever people put on him. But yeah, I mean, this is his wife's job. You know, these women do get paid to do these shows. Like, let her have her thing.
Right.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But yeah,
out of all the housewives, I will say I feel that they were criticized the most this season. Like, they had, and especially via social media, I feel like they definitely were attacked.
Yeah.
And they just had, you know, they just weren't viewed in the best light. So I think having Mark out there to defend them was valid. You know, there was a lot of hurtful things that was said to the Duber family, and I get that. Mm-hmm. I do feel that the housewife should defend her own husband.
Right.
But I understand why it was appropriate to have Mark out to defend himself.
Yeah. When it came to the chop shop comment, Leanne says that was in response to Carrie calling her doctor a vagina doctor, which she didn't. Carrie calls her an OBGYN, and it was through Brandy that the doctor was called the vagina doctor. So Brandy looking messy again.
All season long.
Again, yeah. And Andy asks Brandy if she's untrustworthy. Who wouldn't like to get that question?
I was so happy for that question.
Really?
Because I felt like she was just being given a pass for everything that she has done this season. And she's done some stuff this season that she's not really been that called out for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, as hard as she went on Leanne, I felt like, you know, Cameron tried, but they could have, you know, gone in that same direction for her and Stephanie for the way they treated Cameron. But that didn't happen.
Yeah. It's to the double standard. Yeah. So did Brandy stir the pot? She claims she didn't. She says that she only told Carrie about the life-threatening comments, nothing about Chop Shop or Roundup. Mm-hmm. So she kept that out of it.
Actually, she did. She told her on the boat.
She
told Carrie that on the boat, remember? They had the big blow-up, and she told Leanne what Carrie said, and she told Carrie what Leanne said, and she said, I'm out of it. I'm staying out of it. So she did say that. I was just kind of like, nobody's going to call that back out.
She's not trustworthy. You're untrustworthy. Sorry.
Yeah, she did flip-flop. Yeah. She did. Flip-flop.
She totally flip-flopped.
Yeah. I'll save my final thoughts for later. But last week I've been tough on Brandy, and you know, she in this reunion she freaking deserves it. But I think when you're caught up in the middle of things, maybe you can see things a little bit differently after the fact. So we'll talk more about that in a minute. But yeah, Brandy did not come, but her and Leanne did not get good edits in this this reunion. But I think One Housewife got a really good edit, and I'm going to save it for later. One that I was impressed by, really one of them. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about it.
I feel like Brandy had the most to say. Like, out of all six of them, do you feel like
Yeah. So Carrie is called a hypocrite for calling out Rich's manhood, and she says that Rich messaged her and said some lousy things. But instead of saying, I shouldn't have said this to provoke anybody, I shouldn't have said this because my family is friends with Rich, instead of apologizing, she's like, well, he messaged me horrible things. Well, in reaction to you being rude and speaking about him, I mean, you know, what do you think the man's going to say? I don't know what the wording, I don't know the messages, I don't know if it was threatening or whatever, but I mean, the same way your husband can sit here, Rich can send a message telling you that you were wrong to say that about him.
I do think that Rich should have been allowed on the stage. While Mark was sitting there, I think that it just...
Wouldn't you like to see that go down?
Yeah, I would, because I don't
I don't believe that Mark would have spoke to Leanne the way he did if Rich had been sitting there.
Mm, yeah, because aren't they family friends or something?
So yeah, supposed to believe Mark,
something, but no, I just don't feel like he would have... It wouldn't have gone down that way.
Yeah, Rich wanted Mark and Carrie at the engagement party, not Leanne. Let's make that very clear. Rich is the one that told Leanne to invite them to the engagement party.
True. Yeah, I think it was hypocritical. I think it was hypocritical of Carrie to say that, but we're on a show, so I expect it. I mean, it's like a prerequisite for being housewife. You have to kind of play the game. So, okay, so what else? So Carrie blames Leanne for the comments, and they talk about how they both hurt each other and they each react to throwing missiles at one another. And Leanne ends it by saying that her behavior is idiotic and unacceptable. And, you know, I hate to see Leanne kind of lay down and just, like, take the blame for everything.
I hated it this entire episode.
But I feel like she's sitting there watching, thinking in her mind how she's going to be edited, and she edited. And I feel like she has to play, like, the card of, like, I'm not crazy, I'm not mean, I am sympathetic, I'm not going to attack people. So I think she's, like, playing the game, but it's,
but
like...
I feel like they're gaslighting her. You know what I'm saying? That's what's happening. Yeah. They're gaslighting her to make her think that she is something that she is not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now especially she's taking this, you know, she's just basically lying down. And I'm like,
well,
no,
even Andy,
you can't
too.
Do that.
Yeah, even Andy, too, with the questions. I mean, you know, he's not writing them, but the questions are coming from whomever and wherever, but they're still, they come with a tone of like, you know, you're a lousy person. So why did you do this? I don't really like you, but I want to know what you think about this. Like,
but I think
you know, wants that energy coming at them.
The anticipation is, though, that Leanne is the type that could probably handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we learn that she has self-esteem issues.
A la Kenya Moore.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's another one who behind the scenes probably crumbles a bit. Yeah.
Yeah,
but at the end, Leanne was saying, I feel like my heart was just thrown off into the middle and it's just beating by itself. Like how she was like, dang, and she got very emotional by that. And then going, I know, jumping a little bit about how she didn't really have as many roses this season as compared to her own personal thorns, which I thought was a very interesting way to see it, because she definitely got engaged. I'm like, that is your biggest rose on this season.
That's so Leanne, though, because I feel like she's so dramatic. Even when you talk to her about regular things, like, it's always like the stakes are very high. Like, you know, I feel like she really takes life seriously. So I'm not surprised by the melodramatic statement of ripping her heart and throwing it in the middle of the floor. I mean, it's within character, and I love it. I mean, why not? It's a great visual, and it really, I mean, if anything will make you feel sympathetic for someone, it's that.
Right, yeah, my heart did go out to her when she said that comment.
Yeah, and it changed Brandy, because Brandy wrote in her blog that she felt that she had no sympathy towards Leanne at all, despite all the conversation they had, and she didn't like that. And she said, I owe you an apology, which I will give to you in person. Like, you know, I really was, you know, lousy, and so I'm paraphrasing, but she wasn't.
Brandy
said this on her blog, yeah. She ended up being very positive about everyone, even Cameron. Like, she ended on a good note. I guess she realized that she looked like a really bad mean girl the last 3 weeks, at least.
Yeah. She did. And I like Brandy. I really actually do. I think she's a great addition to the show.
I wouldn't want to see her go.
Turned into a stark raving bitch.
Yeah. She did. You're not wrong. So Randy and Carrie, now we get into their feud. Andy says that Leanne, oh, thank God, we're talking about someone else. But no, first thing, Andy says to Leanne, well, you know, you got in between their relationship. It's just like, even she was like, really? Like, even this I have to be responsible for, which is BS, in my opinion. Because, you know, Brandy cannot blame Leanne for putting words in her mouth about something that only Brandy knew. Apparently, this affair, Brandy went and the stepdaughter of Carrie told her that she babysat for her. Mm-hmm. So she thought that meant that there was an affair that mm-hmm. she had to keep a secret about. I watched this like 3 times to try to understand it, but that was it.
Oh, I understood it clearly because I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
So she was just like, oh, so this young girl is telling me that you're now stepmother used to babysit you, so there must have been an affair, and now you're also somehow indirectly asking me to not ever repeat this.
Right.
Completely wrong and messy.
But how Carrie said, I'm so glad Carrie was able to defend herself, because how she said it was, you know, you were with my stepchild, and, you know, she loves me so much that she was telling you, yeah, I love her so much that she, you know, I've known her for so long, she's even was my babysitter. And it's just crazy. It's not what you say, it's how you say it, and how Randy twisted it. Mm-hmm. And she and she apologized for it, which is like, thank you, Brandy, for apologizing it to everyone so everyone could hear that. Yeah. And even Stephanie was like, that was very low of you to mm-hmm. say, and very horrible.
So how can anyone blame Leanne for that in this sense? And I know I'm a Leanne apologist, but in this case, really. Because she only thought that this was an affair. She really didn't know.
No.
So she, you know, the other one admitted it. So, I don't know.
I would guarantee you that anybody else hearing the story would have thought the same thing that Brandy thought, the same thing that Leanne thought, the same thing that I'm sure a lot of people think. It probably just goes with the territory. You were the nanny to someone who was married and they had kids. At a certain point, that's probably just what people mm-hmm. are going to think. Not saying it's
common.
True.
I know, but a girl. It's just common. I used to work out with a girl. She was a trainer of mine. She was the nanny.
People are going to think that.
And the husband left his wife. They got together and she had a child with him. I mean, it's possible.
Common, but I think even if that's the case and we don't know that, I'm not advocating that she's like a homewrecker or anything like that, because I think that's how you classify yourself.
Yeah.
If she says, you know, this is how we met, we fell in love, and that's it. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I've said this before.
Yeah.
Just own the situation. No one would judge you if you took ownership of it first, you know? That's what I want from Carrie. I think just more like what she did tell Brandy, which I loved, was that I can forgive you, but I don't trust you yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want to see more of that from her.
Yep.
Yeah. It just made, you know, side note, just don't hire a hot, attractive nanny.
Yeah, but I think it's smart that he did, because she's a RN. Like, I mean, that's the best of the best babysitting-wise, you know?
Yeah.
He was strategic.
And it was good for Mark to defend himself, too, in that situation. It's like, we work together. And,
the 18-year timeline,
The timeline, exactly. The 18-year timeline, and he asked Carrie to babysit because she was off work because they were working together, and she was babysitting other people's other children of the doctors, and so it just made sense. Like, oh yeah, ask Carrie. Like I get that, and I think it was great for them to both explain what, you know, the full background story. And that's what, as viewers, we don't get. We don't get the full background story until times like these during the reunion.
I still need a roadmap, though. I mean, because I do. Yeah. Let me tell you why. Because I didn't get, and I didn't hear, because I rewound it. I didn't hear that I was unmarried at this point in time when she came into the picture. That's what I wanted to hear. I just wanted to hear I was divorced when I met Carrie.
Yeah, I didn't.
He didn't say that. She didn't say that. The way he gave the story, and he gave a timeline, it was a very loose timeline, but what I needed to hear as a viewer to understand this story, because, you know, I'm Inspector Gadget at this point, I need to hear you say, oh, I was divorced at that point in time, or we were separated at that time. Like, if I hear that, boom.
Yeah, were they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, though, this storyline is old. Who cares? They're married. They have a 5 or 6 year old daughter, or 7, however old she is. Like, I mean, it's old news. Like, they're together. Who cares how it started? Unless if you do something creative and you bring on that ex-wife of Mark's as a housewife. Like, that's something you could do that would make it relevant.
Well, wow. It's kind of like...
I can't take credit for that. Someone posted that.
That would be crazy.
It's kind of like, since the story's out there, answer the question. If you can easily answer the question, yes or no, like, just answer it. Don't confuse people.
But I don't care anymore. I'm done. Peggy? I'm done. Oh, yeah. I know. I'm done with that whole thing. But so whatever. Brandy, she says that she only said that about their marriage because that was in a reaction to the behavior comment and how by Carrie and Carrie calling her a liar, which we saw that play out. So again, that was Brandy's own volition. And then Carrie says, you know, when you say things like this, it becomes fact, which is true, even if it's false. Like, once you put it out there, if it's on camera, everyone's going to believe that about you. I mean, I look at the comments on these things, you know, and once they think they've got you pegged, like, you know, Leanne, she's the crazy one, you know? It sucks. But I mean, she is a little crazy, but, you know, I mean, I'm not pretending.
We like it.
Yeah, we like that. We like little Leanne.
Leanne. That's little Leanne.
But Brandy thinks that she was a good friend for keeping the secret. I'm like, oh my God, you were. Stop. Like, there was no secret to keep. Yeah. Then Cameron says that she thinks Brandy needs to have a reality check because she's been spreading false information. And, like, you know, if you're going to call someone out like that and the way she did it, you need to be sure to say.
Very true.
Because if not, you eat your words and then you have no legs to stand on. So you need to know. You need to have your facts and figures ready.
That's a big statement.
Yes. Yeah. So Andy asked Leanne about her when she said, "Oh, hallelujah, the truth will set you free." I was like, "Oh, even she can't escape this." But it's true. No, they might as well address it. So she says that she stayed quiet about the Duber marriage. Can't say she has. She's like, "Oh, I never said anything." Of course, Brandy's like, "You're a liar. You're a liar." I'm like, "Oh, shut up. Relax, relax."
Right.
Yes, so Leanne did believe that there was an affair, but now she doesn't after hearing the timeline. We'll see. So Stephanie was never more disappointed in Brandy, and the Dubers...
Oh, Stephanie was there.
Yeah, I know. Even in the review I wrote, Reality T, she was like the fifth paragraph down. I was like, oh, I gotta link her, because it was like, they're usually always named in the top two, all of them doing something.
She looked really good, though.
Yeah, I loved her outfit. You were telling me last week that you weren't the biggest fan of her outfit.
It wasn't that I was... No. It wasn't that I wasn't the biggest fan. I just felt like it was just like this extra piece of armor or something that was attached to it. But, however...
Very distracting.
Overall, she looked amazing.
Oh, yeah. They all looked good.
She looked good.
Yeah. So the Dubers do welcome Brandy in their house, but DeAndre points out that invitation is not extended to Leanne, despite her apologies. But Mark even says it's different. Like, what did he say? He said, like, all these things about how, like, she's vicious, malicious, and there's a pattern, and she's bullying. Like, I get why they wouldn't invite her in, though. They're just not cool with her.
Yeah. But Carrie forgave Brandy very fast in my book for what she had said about, I don't know about what she said about their marriage, but she's holding on to being so upset with Leanne still. And I get it. Leanne has said a lot more than Brandy. I get that. But I just felt like Carrie forgave her too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how they're all three back together again and they've been doing press together.
Right.
And it's good that she apologized, but I feel like she forgave her a little too fast.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me a little bit now that you mentioned that, because in one breath she says she can't really trust her that well again. And I would be more mad at my friend for calling me a homewrecker than I would someone who I'm not friends with.
Right? Yeah, I would
not get
it. Was
like,
a little more personal,
That's like, you know me.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
Right.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they'll just blame Leanne as saying that she has a pattern, and that's the difference. That's what they'll say. She has a pattern of this. Brandy only, you know, got upset once. Like, still,
she chopped your head off.
Yeah, it was a big knife. Brandy asks DeAndre why she makes excuses for Leanne. It's obvious to me, anyway, maybe not to everybody else, but it's obvious that she doesn't. You know, DeAndre has spoken up since her first episode on the show. So I don't know what that is, but she took the time to say that she was glad that Stephanie spoke up about Brandy's behavior, so she likes that they're holding each other accountable.
For once.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, well, DeAndre started talking, and that's when Brandy was like, oh, and then, you know, Jesus is talking. She made that Jesus reference.
Oh, well, later she said that. She's like, I don't even know what she thinks. She's Jesus, and she's just going to say stop everything or something.
Yeah,
like,
I was like, what?
Yeah.
But you just accused her of her not standing up to Leanne, but that's what she's done all season, is stand up to Leanne. And they even showed flashbacks of it, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Carrie is asked about telling Stephanie to separate herself from Brandy, and this made sense to me. Carrie, for the first time, made sense to me, because she's like, well, Stephanie wanted to be her own person. She didn't want to have, you know, Brandy's relationship dominate her life. She wanted to be more with her family, so that's what I was referring to. I was like, you know, pump the brakes with her. So I get that. That was Stephanie's storyline, so I'm okay with that. Brandy and Leanne's friendship and falling out. This is the next segment. So leading up to the accusations that Leanne said that it all leads up to the accusations. Leanne telling Brandy not to be friends with Stephanie, which didn't really happen, but that's what people feel. Brandy storms, she slams Leanne's character, and this is when Cameron calls it a double standard because she's being judgy. Okay. And Andy asks, what the hell is this? Oh, yeah, at that last lunch, if Stephanie and Carrie were asking Brandy not to be friends with Leanne. Remember the finale?
Right.
Yeah. So Brandy is still talking about the slit throat comment, and she says that it's still a threat, and now she throws the word bully onto Leanne as well again. So I'm like, okay, you need to, for someone who's a mimicker and a comedian, the resident comedian of Dallas, I mean, you should kind of know what a joke is.
Yeah.
The same person that's chasing someone around with a dildo should know what a joke is.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. At least a figure of speech. Andy asks Deandra her thoughts, and Brandy continues to go lower by calling her Jesus. Yes, right. Yes, classic. And Deandra says that Leanne had a poor choice of words that she knew would just come to be turned around on her, and that's exactly what the ladies did, so, and continue to do. Nothing was resolved at this reunion. Can I just say that? I don't think anything was really resolved.
No.
It seemed worse.
Yeah.
I feel like it got worse. Yeah.
It...
Like you think
boiling.
You'd think that at least they'd say, all right, I took a little far with the slit throat thing. Like, I get what you were saying. Like, you know, it wasn't really a threat. Like, at least be real. But no. Mm-hmm. Cameron says that Deandra and Leanne are like sisters. And then awkwardly, what did you think of
this?
Oh
my gosh, so awkward.
So awkward. Asking Brandy, like, oh, don't you have those conversations with your sister?
With your sister? And then Brandy goes, I have three brothers.
Thank you. Yeah.
They had some weirdly, like, the way it was edited to them, like, kind of looking at each other, and then, like, the okay.
Yes.
And it's like,
you watch the Kravins.
Like, what?
It was on the Kravins Instagram. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I have to give Cameron some props. I feel like she did her fair share of trying to stick up for Leanne, stick up for herself, and call Brandy out on some of the things that I feel like none of the other ladies were really trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it, because Cameron says that it's not a big deal regarding slit throat. She says it's just a silly comment. There's nothing to talk about. And then later on, she went to say a couple of other things where she was just like, you know, oh yeah, about the death threats. She said, oh, you know, it's just carny talk. It's not serious. And I was like, damn, this is the house stuff that I was saying. I was very impressed with her. She was the only one making sense to me. You know, she was just like calling it like it is, like very matter of fact, like really not having to make any insults or anything like that. Saying like, this is ridiculous. Like, let it go. Like, stop. This is like her carny talk. And she doesn't even know Leanne that well.
I know. I want more from Cameron this next season.
I need a lot more from her.
I need her to stay on. I don't want her to go. Like, she's so entertaining. But I need to know. Yeah, we need to know what's next for her. Like, you know, we did the dog food storyline. Like, what's next? You know, I wonder, though. I mean, she says that she really does, like, live in her own bubble. Like, maybe there really isn't much else.
Yeah, like, what does she do?
Yeah.
Besides Sparkle Dog.
Just bring in more charity stuff. I can handle it. It's been a season. And I like this. I like the charity stuff.
Yeah.
I
mean,
at least might as well get something good out of this, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I feel like there wasn't much charity talk this season compared to especially compared to the first season. A lot of charity talk. Everything was based on charity.
Charity,
season I feel like the outcome was just a big dildo. The dildo was the biggest talk and the threats.
So in the show, Carrie said that Leanne manipulated her into speaking badly about Brandy and Stephanie's behavior on that boat, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a totally different story.
Right.
You know, now it's like, no, she never manipulated me, not at all. And they just say, well, we both talked, you know what, about the girls on the boat. Not true. I mean, you know, I mean, they did both talk, but it, like, Carrie, you were so quick to blame Leanne for what you said. I mean, And Leanne was right. She's like, I don't stick my hand up anyone's ass and tell them what to say. I'm like, well, that's one way to put it. So when Deandra feels Stephanie and Brandy need to hold each other accountable, Brandy calls Leanne a liar again. Like, she's like, you're a liar, like, constantly.
And the point, and that's when Leanne called her back. Hey, be careful how you point your finger, because you might be pointing at me, but three fingers are pointing back at you. And I'm like, ooh.
Is that a figure of speech? Like, I've never heard that before.
Really? No,
I've heard it before, yeah. I've heard it all my life.
Yeah. Really?
Careful how you put your finger. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never knew that. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought that was like a quick shade. Like, okay, it's all right.
It's good. I mean, it's so accurate.
It is.
I needed more of that from her this season, this reunion, though.
Yeah. I know, Leanne could have wiped the floor with some of those people.
She really could have.
Yeah.
I feel like it's because she felt attacked from the beginning. Yeah, yeah. At the very beginning, she just felt attacked, I think. You could tell, like, she was just, like, really a little more reserved because, like, oh, I'm getting attacked, and my two girls aren't really helping me out as much as...
I think she knew anything she would say she'd get in trouble for. You know, like anything at this point, like she's painted so bad and so crazy, like anything she says. So the only thing she could do is just turn on the tears. But I mean, it's not very entertaining for us, but I guess to save her own image is what her strategy is.
I'd rather her go down in a blaze of glory.
I know. I mean, there are no guarantees that there's a season three, so you want to go out and, you know, you might as well say,
look. You're going to light a fire, let's make an explosion.
Yeah. I love it. Yes. So, Carrie denies making Brandy choose she and Stephanie over Leanne. And Stephanie says that she felt Leanne made her choose. And I was like, about what?
How, Stephanie?
How? I don't get that. Like, they're not even close.
You don't even really see them talking to them, like, each other that much this season.
That's when you know it's ridiculous. Like, that's when you know it's, like, so stupid.
You're saying how Stephanie... Wait, say that again.
Stephanie says that she felt Leanne made her choose. I don't know if that was... Wait, which direction that was coming from. I don't think Leanne was telling Stephanie, you have to choose to not be friends with Brandy. And maybe she was referring to the fact that she was making...
Leanne was making Brandy choose
against them. Yeah,
that's that's what she meant by that. Leanne was trying... Stephanie felt that Leanne was making Brandy choose between her and Leanne.
Okay. I believe you.
It makes more sense. That the whole Two-Face costume, the reason for that has... Like, we never really... They never really addressed that. The reason she came dressed as Two-Face was because Stephanie had said that Leanne was back to her old ways. That has never been addressed. Like, it wasn't that she just showed up in costume for no reason. There was a reason for that. So I just wanted her to say that. Like, this is why I did that.
Well, she did say that she did it to get a conversation started.
Okay, but like, she should have gone further with that. Like, you just can't start a conversation. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but
it's like, I wanted to know why you said what you said about me.
Yeah, but Stephanie didn't give her anything to go off of. That's the problem. That's the problem. She didn't play the... That's what Leanne... I'm sure if Leanne was here, she'd probably agree with you, you know? I don't know. But anyway, Stephanie rejects Leanne entirely. They'll never be friends. That's always nice. And
do you believe that, though? I mean, that's what they said last time last season, too. And then the beginning of the season, they were best friends.
Well, this is Stephanie, but
sorry, you meant Brandy.
That I don't know. I mean, if you can find it in someone to be friends with them once, unless if they turn on you and do something horrible, I mean, some nonsense like this, I mean, whatever. Leanne thinks that they could be... What is this? Oh, yeah, that there could be healing and trust patterns, whatever that is. And Cameron reminds Brandy that Leanne was there when she was crying about Stephanie, which is true. And that's when she writes off all the crazy stuff as just Carney talk and not to take, you know, everything so seriously. And Brandy's time to completely reject Leanne.
Right.
And Leanne turns to God, pitching a tent in the land of hope or something.
Yeah. I thought that was a little random. I definitely felt like that was random.
I mean, their relationship needs Jesus, so.
I think they all need a little bit of Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus juice.
So
I need some Jesus juice.
Same.
Cameron, what is this? Cameron doesn't understand. No, Carrie doesn't understand how she's going to move on from this with her marriage. Like, nobody cares. It's like they ended it right there. Like, how am I supposed to move on? How are me and my husband supposed to move on? All right, ladies, what's your rose and thorn? Yeah.
I agree. How am I supposed to move on? We're going to move on by changing the topic of conversation.
Get over it. I don't know what to say. I mean, You know, it's out there. You know, you refuted it. You gave us the timeline. I mean, what more do you want?
Like and a one-on-one you special? Don't talk about it anymore. We won't talk about it anymore.
Yes.
They said everything out on the table, and she would even refer back to comments like, "Well, while we're on the she just would go
Let
back
it
and
go.
Like, while we're all here, I need to say this too." And it's like, "Whoa!"
I want to know. They never addressed Brandy's grandmother. Brandy addressed that in her blog or somewhere, and talked about how her grandmother was on an oxygen tank and she couldn't get to the door. That's why. And they never addressed all the sex that those two are supposed to be having. I wanted them to explain
that's that. Right.
Yeah. Like, really, though? Like, I feel like any other city, and you'd be like, how often, really? Like, really? Come on.
That's funny they you didn't. Say that. That's right. And that was, like, a very big topic of conversation this season of, like,
need a little bit more of that. Yeah. So then they give their rose and thorns, and Deandra shares her final thoughts. She tells everyone to stop judging and stop making assumptions. Mm-hmm. So, good luck.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, their rose and thorns, I didn't write them all down, but they were all pretty fairly obvious. You know, you mentioned Leanne. Mm-hmm. She didn't have many.
Yeah.
It's just another self-deprecating, humbling moment for her in front of people. You know, I feel like if she was with her friends, she wouldn't say that.
Right. And then Brandy's the one who ended the rose, asking Stephanie for her rose, and how that kind of their relationship came full circle this season, how they weren't really friends at first and now they're the best of friends now, so let's see if they can maintain that.
Yeah,
because you know it's interesting how the reason why they aren't friends is because they twisted it with social media, the blog posts. It wasn't anything that the cameras caught. It was post, and it was over the bloggage and how it was written.
And that's true.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We will see.
Yeah, what were your thoughts over there? Final thoughts on the reunion? Final thoughts? Some news and gossip after that.
I just hated this last part of the reunion. I just thought it was,
I didn't enjoy the reunion, but I did. I enjoyed last week's less than this one. Last week's I thought was just really rough, like really hateful. And this one wasn't much better, but at least I feel like Cameron saved it for me, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm giving her too much credit.
But she showed a little spark.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting to see what she would do, especially after watching all of this stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Let's look at some news and gossip.
Let's do it.
Yes. AfterBuzz TV News.
Shout out to Marissa Cristino, I hope I'm saying that correct, for the DMs over here. She screenshotted a bunch of stuff that Leanne tweeted, so this is all public knowledge. Cynthia Smoot, I hope I'm saying her name right. We've seen her around. She's friends with Heidi and that crowd, Team Leanne. Right. So she sent out a bunch of tweets that Leanne, I guess, retweeted, which means an endorsement. She said, yes, it's true. RHOD is looking for new wives for S3. Will they be additions or replacements? Time will tell. Time emoji. Know any good candidates? DM me your suggestions. I have the casting director's ear. Interesting.
Hmm.
And then at common underscore nonsense says, if it's to replace Leanne, it won't matter as I won't be watching. Please, no child, just poop or dildo chasing people. We aren't 12-year-old boys. And Cynthia replied, Leanne isn't going anywhere. You can take that to the bank. Hashtag cash.
Okay.
And I just want to verify real quick. Oh, yeah. So that was not retweeted by Leanne, that one. That was in response to. And then at LOV3 Jones S31 said, I would love to see a close friend of Carrie's on the show to help her bring out more of who she really is. So people are feeling that, you know, the same thing, like a one-dimensional person. Cynthia says that would be the role Cameron was supposed to play. It just didn't quite work out that way.
It was forming. You could tell that they really formed a relationship this season, but didn't get. Because we don't even know Cameron. I need, you know, it's hard
that's
to get
so
to
true.
Get
I know.
Cameron's
yeah.
skin.
So that's interesting. I feel good about the season coming up, I hope. And I feel good that it'll be in existence. Who knows?
Yeah, so among the six housewives, which one would, I don't want to phrase this
be
terribly. Yeah. Well, yeah, which one could be replaceable? Which one could be replaceable in y'all's opinion?
I don't want it to seem like I don't like this person, but I would say you might have to take away Carrie.
Oh, okay.
Mostly because if she finds a way to somehow try to work through her situation with Leanne, the group will probably be a little bit more cohesive. Mm-hmm. Brandy's a flip-flopper, so she'll come around.
Yeah, yeah, we've seen it, yeah.
The other thing is, and I love her to death, and you know we've met her, I would just be interested to see what would happen if you don't have Stephanie.
I was going to say the same thing.
I like her. I mean, maybe she could go to E or something and be a fashion correspondent. I don't know. I don't want her not to have her job.
Right.
I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, I would like to see Brandy have to operate on her own. Mm-hmm. Or Stephanie have to operate on her own. And what type of person would she become, mm-hmm. or would one of the other become without
each other? Yeah. Well, you saw what happened. Brandy went to Leanne. Yeah. She went to someone else. Like, she was a, like, Brandy was just a flip-flopper, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think Brandy brings a little bit more than Stephanie, you know? Even,
I think
yeah,
so.
I just didn't want to say to take her away, because I don't want it.
I know. You don't want to see anyone out of work. No, but no. We're just thinking, like, you know, of different, you know, hypothetical, we don't know anything.
Yeah.
You know, hypothetical placement of people. I think that there needs to be an odd number, so they need to add at least one more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. I think they need to add someone, whether that be Tiffany.
I would love.
I want someone new. I want someone new.
You want
like Tiffany, but I want, well, I don't know.
Adding
is she
going to
do
would,
anything,
yeah,
though?
Well,
because she's teams with Leanne. Like,
exactly.
I feel like you need someone that's unaffiliated.
Adding Tiffany would just mean adding one more person to that left side of the couch. And so maybe we do really need someone from non-affiliation.
Someone from Cameron's world, I think, they could bring in. Because Cameron, she crosses the aisle. And she also is not so polarizing, where she doesn't have, like, all this history on that show of being, like, team whatever.
Right.
Like, I feel like someone from her world would be removed enough. Unless if they're friends with Leanne, which is possible. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then can y'all see Brandy being friends and bearing the hatchet with Leanne? Do you guys see that happening?
See it.
I don't know if they'll be friends, but I think
I
could
see them
be
working together.
Yeah, I think maybe something will, a common bond will unite them, maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
But I don't know if they'll be friends, but I feel like they need to be cordial. I think that will happen.
For this show to work, I really do feel like they need to be cordial.
Yeah, at least so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, that'll do it for us. We don't know if Jessie had her baby, but we're going to give our best warmest regards to her.
Best wishes to Jessie. Next season, Jessie will have had her baby.
Yes.
So, woohoo.
Yes. Well, you guys, I have announced yesterday in OC Housewives that I have a job that's taking me away from AfterBuzz, and it's sad, and I really don't want to leave anyone behind, so I hope you'll keep up with me on my podcast. I'll be doing the last first part of the reunion of OC Housewives, so I will be here next week, but I, you know, I'm so gracious and thankful to all the support and the lovely comments. So keep up with me. I'm not dying. I'm not going anywhere.
No, but you're going to be so missed, like so incredibly missed.
Thank you.
Missed.
Thank
like,
you.
I'm not going to miss
really
him. I'm still going to talk to him.
Only me miss on the show.
Between these lines. Yeah. No, I know. I was really sad last night leaving AfterBuzz. It's just been a part of my life for so long.
Yeah.
And it really is like part of my social life. And God, it's been to me with all these jobs and all these places I've lived. So it's, you know, it's a sad thing, but it's a good thing at the same time. So don't count me out yet, bitch. Find me on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast.
He's not going anywhere.
And I'll still keep in contact with him. But you guys can you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Scott, and catch me on Bravo on Strips premiering December the 5th.
So good. He has a hot bod. You think he looks great in this shirt? You know, checked out Stripped. It's good. Awesome, y'all. We had so much fun with you guys this season. So fingers crossed for season 3, and we'll be back at
least. We'll be back.
So again, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me all over social media at @Rach_Robillard.
Thank you for all the comments and love. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of Dallas season 2.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, Dallas!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.